Most school budgets on Long Island have increased their budgets at or just below the 2% cap on property tax increases that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed into law in 2011. But West Babylon, Sayville, East Hampton, and Bridgehampton are attempting to exceed that cap. Officials say the districts received less state aid than they were hoping, so piercing the cap is necessary. And this was made extra difficult because of a new law passed in the state budget. Cuomo terms it a tax freeze because the state will send rebate checks to taxpayers who approve a budget increase smaller than the 2% cap. But in districts where the tax cap is exceeded, voters will have to pay for the entire tax hike themselves. Tim Creamer is executive director of the New York State School Boards Association. He says the new law had school districts afraid to raise taxes.
It had a sense of almost piling on. You know, you're telling us what we can afford to spend on the schools that we own. And that's been a little bit offensive, but we've abided by the rules and accommodated it and the realities of our economic conditions.
Taxpayer advocates credit Cuomo's cap and tax freeze with helping to keep property taxes down. However, they said the new state laws address only half the problem. Taxpayer groups are also hoping the state legislature will take up a bill aimed at switching teachers to a less costly retirement plan. They also want the state to change union negotiating laws that would encourage teachers' unions to settle contract disputes. Charles Lane, WSHU News.